Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman, Kirk Cosby, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for May 17th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is hour two at two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. We want restoration, not revolution. Hope you're doing fantastic. Last hour, we talked about Newt Gingrich for vice president. Yeah, that's the speculation on Capitol Hill. Fox News' Sean Hannity came out last night and said, man, if I were the Donald, I'd pick Newt. Ohio Governor John Kasich shut down any third-party bid and said he won't be the vice presidential pick for Donald Trump. Obama suggests Trump's not qualified to pick Supreme Court justices. Billionaire Mark Cuban is going to vote for Hillary and criticizes Trump. Two decades after welfare reform, nothing's changed as Hillary begins to run for president. Bill Clinton, by the way, is the guy that signed it all into law back in the day. The Republicans engineered the, quote, welfare reform lie. And there you have it. That's hour one, last hour. Hour two, Liberty Roundtable Live starts now. Hour one ended last hour with Glenn calling in from Philadelphia saying, you know, Sam, I don't agree with you. And the debate really relates to, hey, what'll happen if Newt Gingrich slash Donald Trump get into a moral high ground with relation to women slash, I don't know what term to use here, fidelity to one's spouse, etc., battle with Hillary? Who will win that battle? And I submit to you that Glenn's right. If we take off the gloves completely and the truth really comes out, Hillary will lose big. Bill and Hill have been a duo of women's devastation for literally decades. Glenn's absolutely right. However, if the mainstream press controls the narrative and limits the scope of the battle, creating political theater, but not really enough to change the game, in other words, push the needle towards Americans being sick of it, Americans will fall for Hillary big time. In fact, you go look up some of the most famous, well-loved people in the world. They have lists about this. You know, who's the most sexy person, or who's the most well-liked person, or the most respected person, or the man of the year, woman of the year kind of an idea. Whatever term you use, Hillary's right at the top all the time, Kurt. And as long as the mainstream press is in the tank for the insiders, I don't know that we'll see the light of the day for a real battle, a real discussion, and a real truth-telling about this. And so the question becomes, can the mainstream press hold on to their narrative? Or will the new media take center stage this go-round? And it's a great question. So I don't disagree with Glenn that Hillary would lose the real battle, Kurt. I just think with the controlled battle that the mainstream press has, we could say Hillary doesn't stand a chance. She's going down against the Trumpster. But you know what? So far, no one's been able to take Bill and Hill down. Nobody. And so I don't know where all this goes. In fact, behind the scenes, I think that they're all helping Hillary. Remember, Trump loves Hillary Clinton. Trump is full of praise for Hillary. Right? Remember that? Trump thinks Hillary's awesome. In fact, in 2012, Trump was thinking Hillary's going to run for president again. She works hard. She's fantastic. I mean, it's hard to even comprehend the love that Donald has for Hillary. Just check this out.
Hillary Clinton, I think, is a terrific woman. I mean, I'm a little biased because I've known her for years. I live in New York. She lives in New York. And I've known her and her husband for years, and I really like them both a lot. And I think she really works hard. And I think she, again, she's given an agenda that's not all of her, but I think she really works hard, and I think she does a good job. And I like her.
Do you think that she says she's out at the end of this term? You think we're going to see her again running for office?
I think so. I think, you know, assuming she's healthy, which I hope she will be, I think she probably runs after the next 4 years, I would imagine.
You support her?
I don't want to get into this because I'll get myself into trouble. But
that's why I asked you to see if we get into trouble.
I just like her. I like her, and I like her husband. Her husband made a speech on Monday at Mar-a-Lago, and it was very well received. And he's a really good guy, and she's a really good person and woman.
There you have it. I mean, look, Hillary's hanging out at what's that thing called, Mar-a-Lago or whatever it is? That's Donald Trump's thing in Florida or property in Florida or whatever.
Well, he didn't Trump say Hillary was. He said Bill was.
I question, Kurt. You know, is it really the same? What if Bill's on the campaign trail for Hillary?
Well, he is.
In fact, Hillary's new plan is to say that Bill's going to be in charge. He's going to be the jobs czar, Kurt. What they're going to do is they're going to have Bill come back and fix the economy like he did before.
Yeah. Yeah, well, there you go.
So Bill's already got a spot in the administration, Kurt.
Good point.
Now, I don't know what's going to happen here, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not telling you that I have facts on this. I just have my best guess as an outsider. I'm just telling you that so far, there's not a single thing that can touch Hillary. Doesn't matter if there's dead people. Doesn't matter if there's literal women telling absolute details that cannot be refuted about rape. None of that seems to really even affect the Clintons. I mean, there's not even charges against Hillary on anything, really, Kurt. The FBI is like, oh, we haven't even talked to Hillary. None of her so-called indiscretions rise to the level of anything that matters. On one hand, it was supposedly a big battle between Barack and Hillary back in the day, but Hillary just dropped out, got in line, got appointed to a very key position to set the stage to say now she has the international experience to become president. She has the foreign, you know, affairs experience. She has senatorial experience. They've done nothing but groomed Hillary forever, Kurt.
Bill Clinton has a lot more foreign affairs experience, I think.
Don't go there, Kurt. You're right about that. You're absolutely right. I'm just not convinced the mainstream press is really going to take off the gloves. I just am not convinced that the mainstream press will take off the gloves, and I'm not convinced we have the wherewithal in the new media to really change the narrative yet. We have a lot of power. We have a lot of ability. The game has changed, no doubt, in the last 10 years for sure. Is it enough? I'll be the first to say I don't know the answer, Kurt. I don't know if it's enough or not or what. But I know this. Did you ever think Hillary would get as far as she is, Kurt, to basically become the Democratic nominee?
Well, when you read about you know, some of the details. For example, that was, what's her name? Dolly Kyle, if I remember right. One of Bill's, you know, former lovers or whatever. I mean, she gives you details about Hillary talking about how when they first were married, you know, I mean, they basically, all that Hillary really wanted was just a ride to the White House.
Yeah, you know, Glenn put it, she just needs a beard in Bill. And there's truth to all that.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, basically saying that she was really upset when she got pregnant, you know, that she actually killed the baby, you know, did an abortion before even telling Bill, you know, and that upset him. And then, you know, she was told by, you know, some different political counselors or whatever that she needed to have a baby, you know, or else she couldn't really go very far, you know, or they couldn't go far in the political world. I mean, it's just, it looks to me like, I mean, they've just been planted ever since. Mostly her, in my opinion. I don't think Bill's really, only thing he's really after is what he shouldn't be after, and that's because he, you know, picked the wrong woman in the first place, I think, you know. But
yeah, so voters told, or I'm sorry, Mrs. Clinton told voters in Kentucky on Sunday that Mr. Clinton would be in charge of revitalizing the economy and bringing jobs back. He's good at that. You know what? Especially in coal country. And, you know, and the inner cities. Bill's just good at this, she says. So, see, now she's taking a page out of our playbook, Kurt, which is to tell people who you'd pick for your team. And no offense, like or hate Bill, think he's a thug or not, the mainstream press has basically put him in the category of one of the best presidents this nation's ever known. Now, I don't agree with this. I'm just telling you. You look back on the best presidents, and Bill makes the list.
Yeah, it's true, and it goes to the point of he who owns the media makes the rules.
So is it a lie? Absolutely, folks. I'm not defending Bill and Hillary.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you the landscape as I see it.
Yeah.
And the landscape as I see it is Hillary. I never really even thought. I thought she'd be involved in some kind of a scandal over Benghazi by now. I really never even believed she'd be the presumptive nominee.
You know, I like to sell different stuff. One of my favorite things probably to sell now, if I could get a hold of them, would be the Hillary for prison t-shirts. I mean, those have got to be hot, a hot item,
You're just a hater. I knew it. See, they'll just roll like that. I think Donald Trump has a lot of Achilles tendons as well. We'll talk about it. Liberty Roundtable live on your favorite talk station. You want to call in and make your opinion known? 866-986-NEWS.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live. Sam and Kurt, news the networks refuse to use on your radio. I guess there's a big win, Kurt. People are touting in the news right now at the Supreme Court. I'm not so sure I agree with this, but go ahead, sir.
Well, we do like to point out the wins because occasionally we get, are told by people that, hey, America's all over, stick a fork in it, you know what I mean? But the WorldNet Daily Boys have this piece, and the headline reads, Little Sisters, Supreme Court ruling is a big win. Apparently, the Supreme Court ruled 8-0, that they're sending the legal cases involving religious organizations and Obamacare contraception, that mandate they've got, back to the lower courts for resolution. A decision that an attorney for the Little Sisters of the Poor calls a win-win situation. Yeah. Now, this case, if you want to know what the name of it is, Zubeck versus Burwell. And they say it's a legal battle over whether the government can force religious organizations to provide contraception coverage in their health plans if that coverage violates their sincerely held beliefs. Now, the justices, and I use that term loosely, ruled that they would not be ruling on the merits of the case at this time. I guess the court stated in an opinion that was not ascribed to a specific justice. So, in other words, nobody put their name to it, but they said this. In particular, the court does not decide whether petitioner's religious exercise has been substantially burdened, whether the government has a compelling interest, or whether the current regulations are the least restrictive means of serving that interest. You know, Daniel Bloomberg, he's an attorney with the Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty. He said this about it, to the extent that this is a punt that gives the Little Sisters great field position, he says. All right. You know,
and I agree it's better than just ruling against them, Kurt.
Yeah, good point.
I agree it's better than ruling against them. But remember, this is really just the Supreme Court's deciding not to decide whether religious objectors must play a role, et cetera, and they sent it back. They sent seven cases back to the middle courts, so to speak. The unanimous ruling was another example of the 8-member court's inability to settle cases after Justice Antonin Scalia's death. You got an impasse over the replacement and all this stuff. I'm not confident that it's really a win. I mean, I guess it's better than losing, so I agree with that, but I'm concerned that we kind of think that anything that goes not a slam dunk for losing is a win. And I guess from that point of view, I agree. I guess my hesitation on this, Kurt, is all this is going to do is put pressure on the Republicans to nominate Barack's pick. First off, you know, Barack saying Donald's not qualified to pick anybody. By the way, we can't even, you guys could have had a bigger win had you had the right guy on the Supreme Court. Let's just get this guy appointed. All I could tell you is there's a lot surrounding this that may not at first appear, but I don't know that it's as much of a win as we want. It'll be used as a beating, a whipping post, if you will, for the Republicans right now, Kurt. The only reason this went back, the court can't decide, is because your Republicans are failing us. To some degree, I agree with that. The Republicans haven't even put up a suggested nominee at all, have they, Kurt?
No, they haven't.
And I think they're obligated to do so under their advice idea. You got advice and consent. They ought to create a list and say, Barack, here's the people you got to consider.
I do go along with their idea that, at least in my opinion, you can certainly call for wait. I mean, we're in the time when a speedy trial means a few years from now. As to them saying, hey, we're going to use our political power and say we're going to wait, I'm certainly not against that. I just wish they'd use more of their political power, like the power of the purse and so many other things.
Well, you're right about that. But why not give Barack a list of proposed Supreme Court options?
Yeah. Well, the big bottom line thing there is, at least in my opinion, is you got somebody like Orrin Hatch that's a big shot in charge of the Senate judiciary. I mean, he's like... I think he'd just get a list right from Barack. He's not really somebody who you'd want there. And I believe at least Donald Trump would probably, listen to, just imagine if he really do something like Ben Carson certainly wouldn't be that bad on the court. He's got the wisdom, the intelligence, and stuff like that. There's just so much good that could be done, but so many times we get given, like now we're given Newt Gingrich as the, big shot VP, when I would choose, a lot more, I'd I'd go for a lot of other guys.
I couldn't agree with you more, Kurt, but all I'm telling you is it seems to me that the Republicans ought to send a list over to Barack that would say, hey, here's the people that we think you ought to consider picking from. Here's the people that we might be able to approve. And I think that, you know what, Mike Lee, Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, some of these lead senators ought to really step up to the table and deliver the list.
Yeah. Well, one thing about it, though, in this little sister's case, is the little sisters, according to their attorney, and this guy's name is Blom, B-L-O-M-B-E-R-G, not two O's like Bloomberg, but I guess you say it Blomberg, but anyway, he said several lower court decisions had gone the wrong way, and they were forcing the little sisters to choose between the faith, their faith and fines, and they were massive, crushing fines. Now, we talked about that recently in another EPA story, but this is how the government does it. So he went on to say that the Supreme Court said, no, we're not going to do that. You know, we're not going to choose, but we're going to send this back down to get reconsidered because the government has admitted it has other ways of accomplishing its mission without forcing the sisters to violate their beliefs. That's what the attorney said. Then he went on to add, I guess he was talking about Sotomayor, and, you know, he said the little sisters had to run to the Supreme Court because the government was so aggressively pursuing them and requiring them to violate their faith or pay massive fines. Justice Sonia Sotomayor issued an opinion saying, no, let's put the brakes on this. Let's give more time to think about it. Then the full court said you can't fine them while this case is proceeding. So at least, it's nice to see this guy feeling like this is a win, and it certainly could have been, you know, worse. But at least the little sisters are fighting, Sam.
Yeah, there you go. And, I think this little sisters thing is better than losing. Don't get me wrong. It's somewhat of a win. But I guess I'm just saying, you know what, turn it back to the courts that already adjudicated against the little sisters for answers. And then use this 4-4 tie as a whipping ability to say, see, Republicans, you know, you guys should have appointed our people. We could have dealt with this property as we should have, and we can't. And I'm just not sure that the repercussions are going to be good. And I think the way you stop that abuse, the way you stop that attack, is you release a list to the president and say, listen, we've already given our advice to the president. Is he considering our advice? You know, we provided a list to Barack per the supreme law of the land. Barack, which of those people are you the most interested in looking into and vetting and working on and eventually appointing and then asking for our consent on?
You know, and it's interesting in this little sister's case.
But I don't
case,
see it, Kurt.
What you've got here is, WorldNet Daily piece says, so why is the White House welcoming this decision? Blomberg said, of course the government's spinning. And it's his way of saying that, you know, there's spinning the story. Then he goes on, he says, you can read the clear text of the Supreme Court's order yourself. It says you don't get to fine the sisters to make them do what you want. It does say that you have to find a solution that actually accommodates their religious beliefs, end quote. That's a pretty good, you know, at least starter point.
All right, quick pause. Sam and Kurt, Liberty Roundtable Live on your favorite talk station.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items from my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998, and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You got to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. MemoToMe.com. Memo to Me.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the news is just interesting. So little sisters were saying the big win. I hope it turns out to be thus.
Yeah, and there's more. You know how they always tell you that you got to read way down in the story to find the truth, and of course this part won't get trumpeted, and or maybe that isn't a good word for now. But you know, imagine if a guy like Trump or you know any other you know big talk host, you know Rush or Hannity or Glenn would really talk about this, it'd be pretty good because here's a little more detail on it. Attorney said the Obama administration is constantly changing their position in this case. Here's his quote. The administration hasn't changed its views in this matter just once, not just twice, not just 3 times, and not just 4 times, he said. They have changed their position 10 times in the course of this litigation. Every time they've changed their position, they've still managed to say, whatever else we do, we want to force the sisters to pay millions of dollars in fines if they don't do what we want. And the article from World Detonated continues, it says, but given the lower court siding with the government most of the time, why is Blomberg so confident the decisions would be different this time around? Here's his response to that question, in my opinion, is pretty telling. He said, every one of those decisions has been erased. They're gone. The court sent a very clear signal that those decisions were going down the wrong path. That's what he said. He points out the government also confessed to the justices that it could apply the mandate without impacting the little sisters. While the legal battle continues, a final couple sentences from the story. Blomberg said he remains deeply impressed by the little sisters themselves. He says they are amazing human beings. It's been a pleasure and an honor to work with them. We've gotten to know them on a personal level. They couldn't be more sincere. So anyway, there's the little sister story. Go, little sisters, I say.
All right, Pete wants to chime in. Hi, Pete, what do you say?
Sam, I love those little sisters. Come on. They went, you know, I went to school with the nuns, and I began to think everything they told me was correct. And I'm sure they were a bunch of sweethearts. And, you know, if anybody can stand up for religious freedom, it's the little sisters. Yeah, I mean, they're constitutionalists, let's face it.
No, I agree the little sisters have a right to stand, and I commend them for their stand, and I think they're worth defending. I get all that and agree with every bit of that. And I think they're right. I believe the Barack administration is absolutely unconstitutional. But remember, the Republicans are as guilty as the Democrats on this, quote, welfare manipulated slash healthcare mandate. And I call it welfare because it's all subsidized. This mandate, the Republicans are as guilty as the Democrats. The first state to have a system similar to this was good old Mitt Romney's state, Massachusetts. So I'm not at all downing the little sisters. I guess I'm just saying I hope this is the win they really hope for. I'm convinced it's a very manipulated Supreme Court decision that really is going to do their best to beat the Republicans up over this 4-4 split and a way to just cost the little sisters more and more and more money as they continue to bounce back and forth in the courts when this could be clearly decided and clearly defined by Congress drafting, clarifying legislative agenda would make a difference. Secondly, getting the right Supreme Court justice that could make sure the little sisters win would be a good idea. But what I see here is they've just bounced it back into these other courts to go in limbo land and for then the courts to be split and maybe it'll go back to the Supreme Court under a different scenario. I don't know what'll happen here. I'm not so confident that it's the win we hope for, even though I believe the little sisters are right and they deserve being defended. I'm not saying they don't. I'm just saying this is a very unique, in my opinion, shrewd manipulation of the courts to get where we are today in this case.
So what you're saying is you think once it gets passed down to the lower court, the administrative agency is going to go ahead and just drag it out and drag it out and drag it out, because after all, it is a constitutional issue. And really, I mean, you can't force somebody to go against their religious beliefs.
I agree. And I think that if we had the real Supreme Court together, they would have lost and it would have been done. The little sisters would have won. That would have been a great day. Now I'm fearful that they're just going to do exactly what you say. Drug it out, manipulate it and pervert it and promote it by fiat as it just adjudicates forever. I hope I'm wrong, sir. I just see the writing on the wall for this.
Well, you know, I'm gonna go ahead and call my congressmen and senators here in Wisconsin and let them have it. I'll just write a letter out. I've been doing that lately. These guys are going to have to be held to account. They, you know, I just tossed a letter in the mail the other day, letting Obama put those people over in Iraq, our military over in in Syria, and no congressional approval. What are these? I just blatantly came out and said, what are you guys doing? Do you know what you're doing?
Great point.
If people... Vigilance, it's eternal vigilance by the people. You can't count on the government to protect your liberties. You're going to have to protect them yourself. You know, it's just
couldn't agree more.
Before. You can't count on a bond attorney because all he's going to do is settle for you. So
thanks, Pete.
Learn the law, you know.
Agreed. Couldn't agree more. Thank you, Pete.
Yep. Thanks, man.
You know what? Wise point. He's right. You can't depend on the government to defend your rights. You got to defend them yourselves. Hey, Kurt, do you know the difference between an animal and a mammal, sir?
Oh, let's see.
You got to go back to science class like you're in high school.
Whose definitions? Who's doing the definitions? And
oh, the government, Kurt. Come on.
But, you know, okay. Well, anyway, so then out of control animal would be, you know, the federal government.
All right. You know the Bald Eagle has a position.
Yeah. It's a...
as the national animal, right?
Yeah.
Well... Barack just signed into law that the bison,
really,
the country's first national mammal. So now you got the national animal, that's the eagle. You got the national mammal, that's the bison, sir.
Yeah, now there's some big news.
Heck yeah, those suckers are big. You're right about that, sir.
This is going to be headline news for sure.
Now, are the terms bison and buffalo synonymous, Kurt?
Well, they're...
Is it like saying woman and lady, kind of?
Yeah, I think so. But
all right. Anyway, all I'm telling you is the Bison, they're going to get special privilege by government edict, if you will, Kurt, and Barack just signed it into law. What I find fascinating is that who in the Republican Congress, in the House, because this is a funding bill, you know.
Wow.
It costs money to do this designation and protect it. Okay, who put this together in the House? These Republicans can't get anything else done, but they can make sure that bison's the national mammal, Kurt. Of all the things you could work on, it's like, I think we ought to make bison the national mammal.
Yeah, that definitely does.
Give it equal status to the national animal, the eagle, Kurt. Who thought of this stuff?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, it's kind of hard to even comprehend, isn't it?
Yes, it is, but it certainly doesn't surprise me.
All right, Kurt, they're taking out the gloves and calling me a racist now. Blatantly
so. Are you surprised?
Heck no.
No. Okay.
James Edwards of the Political Cesspool Radio program will be with us tomorrow to break it all down in detail.
Yeah.
But they got a big old attack piece about a bunch of us. And, Kurt, they said that we interviewed David Duke back in 2015.
We did?
No, sir, we did not.
Oh, okay.
It's a lie, Kurt. Huh. It's a lie from the pit of hell, my friend. It isn't true. But see, they never really cared about the truth. They never really did their research. They never contacted me about any of it. Okay, we didn't interview David Duke. We've never had David Duke on the air with us, Kurt.
Wow.
But they said we did back in 2015. All right, so what's more important, Kurt, them calling Sam Bushman a racist or them designating bison as the national mammal? Or they got a new website, man. CNN's really the racist, Kurt. No, I'm sorry, ESPN, not CNN. Correction, ESPN. They're the latest racist, Kurt. Did you hear this? They have a website called theundefeated.com. Did you see this?
No, what's the... what's it all about?
Well, it's called theundefeated.com.
Yeah.
And it's ESPN's new website featuring sports stories and other content from an African-American perspective. They'll be launching their new website Tuesday, I guess today.
Okay.
What do you think of that?
More excitement.
Now, I'm not against talking about sports, Kurt, but, you know, if you can do it from a, quote, African-American perspective.
Yeah.
Can you do it from a white American perspective? Can you have a news like that?
Well, no, Sam, because you can't. I mean, that's racist if you do that.
Yeah, but white people in these sports leagues are a minority, Kurt.
I know. You know,
can't the minority speak out?
No, not if they're white, Sam.
Wait a minute. Now, they're the minority people.
Yeah, but they're white. The color trumps everything.
Trumps? All right. Trump's white, too. Quick pause. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Oh, I had a problem with breathing. Well, I stopped to do some walking. I had a problem. I had a heart attack, my second one. I take this pill, and I feel great.
I had 3 bypass 10 years ago, and I was in bed almost 24 hours a day, and painkillers out of this world. I started taking this. I'm down to almost no painkillers at all, and it helped my circulation 100%. My medical doctor, and I went to see him, and he could not believe it. There's no way it went down that fast. He could not believe it. I showed him what I was taking. He said, don't stop taking it. I wouldn't do without it. It's unbelievable.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free.
All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So they're attacking Sam Bushman and James Edwards big time in the news now, man. Woo, baby. These people are talking about it everywhere all the time. Trashing us, abusing us, lying about us, saying that we had on David Duke. It's not even true, but they're deceived because they're too ignorant to understand what's going on. It's amazing, ladies and gentlemen, what's happening here. And they go on, and they get more details right as they talk to us. They start to change details they lied about before, then they start getting right as they talk more to us. For example, they say that I interviewed Donald Trump Jr., and that it was my show. They used to say that that was James's show, and that they were totally confused. But they're attacking us relentlessly over this issue, calling us racist, white supremacists. They think that we love slavery. They're just absolutely perverted people. Now, it's interesting.
Other than that, they're not so bad, though. You know, Sam, I mean.
Yeah. What's interesting, though, is Donald Trump and Donald Trump Jr. don't have the guts to talk about this and take this on and be fair and do their own research. I sent an open letter to Donald Trump that nobody's talking about, Kurt. They don't have the guts to take on that open letter because they know that it lays out the truth. The media is trying to divide the Donald Trump campaign and Sam Bushman for no good reason. Now, I'm not even supporting Donald Trump for president, people. Let's make that very clear. I do not support Donald Trump for president. I've said that from the beginning. And because I believe Donald Trump is just an insider masquerading as an outsider. That's my opinion, to which I'm entitled. Nevertheless, they make it sound like I'm in the tank for Trump. I'm not. I'm just fair to Trump, and I gave him an interview, and I invite all the other presidential candidates and or their, quote, surrogates to join us on the broadcast and talk about what matters to America. Let's get back to the issues. They also want you to believe that I'm a racist, but why don't they let me get on CNN or the Huffington Post or any of these places and explain my beliefs? See, they want to just barbecue me without even contacting me. When I try to engage with them, they basically don't tell half the story. These people are dishonest as all get out. Anyway, we'll break it all down tomorrow, Kurt, but I'm reading some of the information in this article. It's absolute lies. Absolute lies. Now, let me give you an example, Kurt. Here's how they lie. They say that we had David Duke on in 2015. We did not. Liberty Roundtable has not interviewed has not interviewed David Duke. Mm-hmm. Okay. However, let me explain something. We do host on the libertyroundtable.com the archives for James Edwards. And therefore, James Edwards' interview with David Duke does appear on Liberty Roundtable's site under James Edwards Archives or under the Political Cesspool Archives. So they give a link that points to that. And then when you click on it, it says Liberty Roundtable Live is blocked. Because remember, it's a racist website, right, Kurt? So now they're starting to block Liberty Roundtable everywhere. The point that I'm getting at, though, is that, Kurt, it isn't true. Just because we host somebody's archives, that doesn't mean we interviewed them at all.
Surprise.
And somebody who's ignorant will look at that link and go, yep, we see it. It's right there on Liberty Roundtable, Sam. No, it's not. It isn't true. It's a lie. It's a manipulated, intentional lie. It's part intentional and part ignorant. It's intentional because they want to barbecue us. It's ignorant because they don't even understand the technology enough to understand what's going on. Right there on the link, ladies and gentlemen, it does say /TPC, which means the political cesspool, not LRT, which means Liberty Roundtable. This is clear as a bell for people who understand. But, of course, if they're not going to talk to us, they're just going to have a hardcore hostile agenda against us, then they're going to put that in and not even mind the details because the damage they believe has already been done. But here's what's really going to happen over this. Sam Bushman's going to take off the gloves and they're going to retract their lie.
There you go.
Okay, we need to sue these people and stop them from their evil designs. We did not interview David Duke, and I challenge you to produce evidence to the contrary. You can't do it because we never did. Now, let me be very clear. I'm not here to debunk or disavow David Duke or anyone else. Why can CNN have David Duke on and they're okay? Or why can all these popular news people, they all reach out and get comments from David Duke and Donald Trump on David Duke and everything else? Why can they do it? But I can't interview Duke? Now, I'm not really interested in interviewing Duke, and I'm not interested in even debating Duke. I'm not here to throw him under the bus, and I'm not here to defend him. I'm saying, what do I have to do with David Duke? And the answer is nothing. I haven't had anything to do with him, Kurt. Why are they trying to make this psychotic association that isn't there?
I'll tell you why. You ready?
Because they're evil? Because they're satanic? Because they're dishonest?
The old if it bleeds, it leads story.
So. Yeah, but what about when it's not even truthful?
That never stopped them before, did it? Yeah, that just gets in the way, you know, but not really. I mean, you know.
Okay. Now, we say the Donald Trump Jr. interview was great. It was great. You go listen to it and see what you think. Donald Trump basically agreed with everything we said. We agreed with what he said. We had a great interview. It was not even racially charged. When we interviewed Donald Trump Jr., it was great. The mainstream press is making a mountain out of a molehill here.
Yeah.
And then I basically maintain that, you know what? Donald Trump Jr. liked our interview. He even agreed to stay longer. You think you could dispute that fact? He stayed way longer than agreed on a polite gesture. He was with us about 15 minutes. The article says 20. Anyway, I find this interesting. But they gave Liberty News Radio, Liberty Roundtable Live, more time than they give most people. They're usually on these surrogate pushes for 5 minutes at a push, Kurt. He stayed with us 15 minutes.
Yep, good point.
You know, now they're quoting literal... listen to me carefully, Kurt. This website is now quoting literal transcribed pieces of our talk show. They're quoting us. Quote, Bushman responded. Well, and let's be clear, though. It's not like it's just an average day. It's Super Tuesday. People, reiterating the point Edwards followed, quote, it's Super Morning, yep. All right, the morning of Super Tuesday. The biggest day in the campaign, and you're talking about the guy who has the hammer lock on the Republican nomination and well on his way to becoming the next president of the United States. Now, they're literally taking transcribed excerpts from our broadcast, Kurt. Now, I agree they're very negative in their delivery. They're very dishonest in their delivery. But I will say this. They're literally having to listen to Liberty Roundtable now and transcribe our show to stay relevant in the news, Kurt. Can you believe me? Can you believe this? They say Sam Bushman then enthused. Quote, this is the kind of stuff I'm talking about. Why can't I get a hold of Rand Paul? I can't get a hold of the staff, I mean. I get a hold of them and we're like, we're too busy. Call me later on in the month. Meaning it's never going to happen. See, that's what I said. They're literally quoting everything we say in our, they're listening and listening to and transcribing our talk shows. Let's see, what's this guy's name? Bruce Wilson wrote this article. Bruce, I'm calling you out as a dishonest thug. You're putting me under white supremacy. I have never, ever advocated for or claimed white supremacy in any shape or form. In fact, I stand against white supremacy, my friend. I do believe people have the right to disagree with me and the right to say what they want to, even if I disagree with them. And I do agree that, you know what? Donald Trump made for a great interview, Donald Trump Jr. But you're dishonest. Absolutely dishonest in your delivery. Tying me to David Duke is a lie. Suggesting that I've ever advocated for white supremacy. Kurt, you've been with me for 20 plus years on the radio. Have I ever stated outright and or even intimated or suggested that white people are supreme to anybody else? Have I ever suggested such a thing? You've been on almost every radio program with me.
Yeah, I don't remember ever hearing that. In fact, I hear you say that we are all children of God, which, as far as I can tell, that pretty much elevates everybody.
All of us. And I also say, you know what, we agree in equality. We believe in and stand for equality for all, special privileges for none.
Yep.
But see, these thugs aren't going to report any of that truth whatsoever, Kurt. They're going to lump me in there right there with David Duke, who, by the way, I don't even know David Duke. I've never been to lunch with him. I've never been in a long discussion with him. I've never interviewed him. I don't even know him, Kurt.
Yeah,
I know who he is.
That's all right. You just have to take their word for it, Sam. You know everything about him.
I'm going to call him out saying they're a bunch of lying, dishonest thugs with an agenda. And we will expose you. That's all I'm telling you. We will expose you, people, because you're dishonest. Who do these people work for? The Huffington Jokester, Post, Kurt? They can't even stay relevant in the news without losing their shirt in the media, without taking on our issues to keep them relevant, Kurt. They have to thunk down to transcribing our every word to even stay relevant in the news, these people. I'm going to call them. That's what I'm going to do. We get off the radio and call them. I'll tell you what happens. Liberty Roundtable Live, this nation shall endure.